From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Mixed news today about the health of the U.S. economy. According to the government, retail sales rose modestly last month, while consumer prices inched up by a fraction, as NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
According to the Commerce Department, retail sales rose by 0.4% last month. That was an improvement after 2 months of declining sales, but it was below what many economists had expected. The modest increase was mainly due to higher sales of automobiles and gasoline, but it showed that consumers are still wary about spending on other purchases and that many merchants are still struggling with a sluggish economy. Meanwhile, the Labor Department reported that consumer prices rose 0.3% in July, the biggest rise since last August. The increase, which was slightly higher than predicted, was due mainly to higher energy costs, and it eases concern somewhat that the weak economy could be leading to deflation. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow is up a point to 10,321. NASDAQ still in negative territory, down 9 at 2182. Alabama is the latest state to sue BP for damages over the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. But Andrew Yeager of member station WBHM in Birmingham reports the suits by Alabama's attorney general run counter to the governor's wishes.
Republican Governor Bob Riley believes Alabama should pursue an out-of-court settlement first, but fellow Republican Attorney General Troy King insists his move is not premature. He says BP has broken too many promises in accepting responsibility for the spill. The pair of federal lawsuits also name Transocean, Halliburton, and other companies involved in the blown-out oil rig. They seek an unspecified amount of economic and punitive damages. A BP spokesman says the company does not comment on ongoing litigation. It and the other companies involved in the disaster already face at least 300 lawsuits in 12 states. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Yeager in Birmingham.
And it appears BP's ruptured oil well in the Gulf of Mexico is not yet plugged for good after pressure tests were conducted today. So retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says that work will have to continue on drilling a relief well. In the aftermath of a record flood, Ames, Iowa is having serious trouble restoring drinking water to tens of thousands of people. Authorities are pleading with residents to conserve, saying failure to do so will actually cause the recovery to take longer. Don Kahn with the city's Emergency Operations Center says it all started when flooding caused pipes to break.
We had several water main breaks, and with that, we're worried and concerned about possible contamination. We have asked our residents to limit their use of water. We've told them not to drink it.
The city's been handing out bottled water. As of yesterday, residents were allowed to use small amounts of water to shower or flush. This is NPR. Millions more people are struggling in the aftermath of floods across Asia in recent weeks in China. The search continues for the hundreds of people who went missing in landslides in the northwestern region. More than 1,100 people were killed. And in Pakistan, at least 1,500 are confirmed dead since a monsoon hit about 2 weeks ago. Authorities warn illnesses are spreading among millions of flood survivors. The U.S. is preparing to send firefighting equipment to Russia, where hundreds of wildfires have been fueled by hot, dry weather. As NPR's Scott Horsley tells us, President Obama spoke by phone yesterday with his Russian counterpart.
President Obama expressed condolences to Russian President Dmitry Medvedev for the losses his country has suffered in the wildfires. Mr. Obama said the American people stand with the Russians during this difficult time. The Defense Department, the Forest Service, and the Agency for International Development are working to airlift firefighting equipment to Russia, along with the state of California. Heavy rains have provided some relief to Moscow after weeks of drought, but hundreds of fires are still burning in Russia, including nearly 30 around the Russian capital. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The Associated Press reports the death toll from a collapsed building in Nigeria is rising. At least 23 people were killed when a condemned building in the capital, Abuja, caved 2 days ago. The Red Cross says 10 people were injured. Here's an update from Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 6 points at 10,326 amid mixed economic news out today. NASDAQ still down 8 at 2182. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
Support for